This is Rodney's More FM with Brenton Lance. Now, we like to celebrate big local businesses that have started small around the area. So with that, I've got Fee. Morning, Fee. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you.
And Jean, how are you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
Okay, you guys are from Shine On. So tell me a little bit about Shine On, how it all started.
Well, Shine On started a long time ago, before Jean and I had our children, and I started selling my wardrobe off on Trade Me, actually, because I was in between jobs. I didn't have a job.
Right.
And we had no cash.
Right. Sounds familiar, yep.
Yeah. And I had a really, really, a big wardrobe, and I started making quite good money on Trade Me just with my bits and pieces. It was when Trade Me first started, really, back in the day.
Was it kind of like retro clothing, or you had a bit of everything? New clothing, old clothing, in-between clothing?
Well, I had a real love of vintage clothes.
Right,
and
okay.
And so, I used to trawl the op shops quite regularly for my wardrobe, and I just found that there was a lot of value there in, like, the one-off pieces and things like that. And I realised quite quickly that we could make more money on Trade Me than if I got another job. So I started to shop vintage, and that's what I did. And then we had a couple of children, and they used to come vintage shopping with me. And,
right.
And then Jean left his job, and he also joined me vintage shopping and selling on Trade Me. So that's how Shine On first started. But we learnt quite quickly that there was a lot of time and energy involved in just the one-off pieces. And so that needed to change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we... worked pretty hard at getting some suppliers to supply us, and that's how the Shine On website started.
Okay, so how did that come about, Jean? Like, deciding to get to suppliers, get some clothing? Was it end of lines, those kind of things?
Well, it was a long, long journey, really, because we tried and tried and tried for years to get suppliers. I think Fee ended up writing like 50 emails on a daily basis.
Yeah. Every day I kind of had a goal of, I used to send 10 emails to 10 suppliers, something along those lines. And I just thought one day someone would say yes, but a lot of people were quite frightened of online businesses because retail was really where it was at then.
Yeah.
And we sort of had started this really basic website, and it didn't look that good.
None of the early ones did. It's fine.
And people were like, "Whoa, man, that's not looking very professional. We're not going to supply you." And so we just kept trying and trying. And then one day we got a really good break. At that time as well, I was going to auctions a lot. So I'd go and buy sort of closeouts of stock, retail stores that were selling up shop. I'd buy everything that they had, and I'd take that back and sell it on the website. So by then Facebook had sort of started, and I had this little following on Facebook, and my customers have been so loyal. So when we actually did get that opening from a supplier, they just were all ready to buy, and it all just went from there.
It was that stage in our business where buying vintage clothing, it got a lot harder to source the product.
Right.
And you know, you're shooting one item to sell one item, but we just needed to find distributors that would supply us. But we were also banned from a lot of the vintage retailers, because we were going in and buying all their stock, and they didn't have enough stock to sell, so we got banned from some of them.
All's fair in love and war, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a retail store, right?
Yes, yep. Yeah. It's in Whangaparoa Road.
Yeah.
So we're just about to open a new warehouse where all of our offices and staff and online distribution will operate from this building, and our retail store will hopefully expand that before Christmas. So that's the goal, to create a nice environment with a footwear element and all sorts of stuff. So it's pretty exciting at the moment, lots to do.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, because really you're saying retail was the way to go, but now it's the online retailing as well, isn't it? It's just become a massive business right around the world.
Yeah, I think we've kind of got a good mix happening of both, because when we first opened our store up here in Whangaparoa, we actually weren't really sure if it was going to work. Pretty much every person that we spoke to said, "What are you doing, opening a retail store? Just stick with your online." But we thought, well, we're here anyway packing parcels out the back. We just put a bell on the door. And when someone walks in, one of our packers will come out and greet them and sell them something. But on the first day, I think, we realised that we didn't need a bell and that we actually needed quite
staff,
a few staff.
I mean, that is great, isn't it?
Yeah, amazing.
Because you basically started from this is trying to make some money because I didn't have a job,
yeah.
to the business you've yeah. got now. I mean, that is just a great success story, isn't it? And it's local, which is what we love.
Oh, it's also, and we've been well supported by local community, yeah. and we're all about that. You know, like we advertise a business, it's your store and you're always welcome. And from a little team of four, we're expanded to 20 plus now. So
wow,
we love the coast. Like we moved here and we have had nothing, but you know, warm welcome from everybody, and just the support from local has been truly amazing. So we're very grateful. We're grateful to have such a great community up here that is supporting us all the way.
We better give out some information. So if you want to buy something, what is the website address?
Okay, you want to come and see us on Shine On. .co.nz, and you can find us on Facebook as well, just under the name Shine On. We have two Facebook pages. One is set up for our shop.
Yes.
So that just means you can talk to our retail staff during the day and get information about clothes that you might see online. And then the other one is the Facebook page, which I run and I update, you know, probably every 10 to 15 minutes. So there's lots of stuff happening on there every day.
And our retail store's at 677 Whangaparoa Road.
Cool. And you've got a bit of a sale on online for August, right?
We have. So if you follow us on Facebook, on Shine On, you'll be able to stay informed. And when our big sale hits and goes live, we'll let everybody know and send the link there.